Do you have some unfinished emotional business in the workplace? Perhaps you resent someone for something they've done and are finding it difficult to forgive and move on. These types of situation can cause problems, not just for the individuals involved, but for the entire team. So, how do you finish that unfinished business and get some closure? Nicholas Hill from the Hill Consultancy has some advice.
And the reason why it's important to deal with it is because people's preoccupation sometimes with unfinished business can take a major toll on their present state of mind. And in turn, it can actually compromise their capacity to maintain their much needed focus at work. This scenario consequently yields the risk of stalled productivity. There's sometimes the reduction in output of unit turnover, lack of efficiency and profitability. It's the bottom line, after all, that any business owner or manager is going to be concerned with. So acknowledgement of the need to overcome it, first of all, is absolute key.
And then how important is forgiveness in the whole process?
Forgiveness is the antidote to resentment and anger. And the reason why I believe that to be the case is because we've worked with thousands of leaders and managers over the last 17 years, and without forgiveness, and genuine forgiveness is what we're referring to here, what tends to happen is the resentment begins to build, it begins to manifest in the lives and the working lives of team members and leaders within the workplace.
So how do you start forgiving others? Because that's all very easy to say, but not so easy to do.
I would believe that there are two primary areas concerning the importance of forgiveness. One would be forgiving others, the other would be forgiving yourself. When forgiving others, it's still a process that will entail two vital steps. So we need to address, first of all, the value of forgiveness versus the value of resentment. If we didn't value resentment, we wouldn't hold on to it. So exploring what you believe to be the value of resentment and being honest with yourself about that is absolutely essential before you weigh up the differences between resentment and forgiveness. Because once you've explored the value of resentment, you can then explore the value of forgiveness. Explore and address existing beliefs and ideas in relation to pre-existing human relations, in particular with the people that you are in conflict with in the workplace. Compare personal views and impressions towards those that you've already forgiven. Because if you've lived as long as you have, it's likely that over the course of time, there have been other people at work or at home, domestic or commercial, that you've had to forgive. So it's always very useful to identify what it is that you have done and the nature of the result of your existing forgiveness strategy before then you apply that same strategy or adopt a new one for the forgiveness of others.
And what about forgiving yourself?
Well, this is a very difficult one, isn't it? You know, we can forgive others who have wronged us, but then we look in the mirror and say, you idiot. Okay, why did you do that? And beat ourselves up and give ourselves all kinds of jip and self-inflicted pain. Not very conducive for a healthy self-esteem. So this approach for forgiving yourself can be divided again into two steps, as with forgiving others. The first step, I would say, is acceptance of our fallibility. Look, we're all human beings. We all get it wrong from time to time. We're never going to be perfect. We're living in an imperfect world. We fall over. We pick ourselves up. We learn and we move on. And acknowledging our human frailty is step number one. Step number two, I would say, is called atonement. This is where we have to compensate for our wrongdoings. It's all very well to say, okay, yeah, I've made a mistake, I'm human, I make mistakes all the time, but unless we actually address those mistakes and make good on our erroneous ways, what's the point? We haven't really learnt. The actual action that actually flows from the learning is a demonstration that we have in fact learnt, and thereby we are able to demonstrate atonement.
And if we manage to get through these processes of forgiveness of others and self, what do you think the end result will be?
This is where, in psychological terms, we reach a state of equilibrium. We are, in layman's terms, centered and more able, therefore, to deal with more difficult situations at work, at home, in the future.
That's Nicholas Hill from the Hill Consultancy. For more information, see nicholashill.com.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth and business experts when it suits you.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.